When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, diving into the coaching situation for the Browns as we all kind of sit here in limbo. I kind of like I kind of like the fact that teams have to wait a little while. I mean, if you're gonna fire somebody there on Monday, right? And people are always like, oh, I want that next coach in there. I want to make sure that we don't, you know, miss the guy or do that. I
want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy.
I do. I want an Oompa Loompa, but I don't. Not in this situation. And again, who knows? There might be coaches available next week too. Mm-hmm. So once the playoff, I don't think you should seriously actually think about contracts until at least next week. And if somebody wants to jump in early and do something, I get it. Although I do think that teams that want to promote from within should be able to do that immediately. I don't know.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I mean, the Rooney Rule, though. I do think that it's important. It's important for the game.
Right.
And it's important for teams to get out and meet other people. And even if guys don't get the job the first time, that the opportunity is now out there and other teams are like, oof, man. And you can see how close you are. I mean, sometimes coming in second isn't the worst thing at all. Like, look at Vrabel, right? Remember, Vrabel was not happy that he didn't get the Patriots job at first crack. And, you know, he ends up getting it a year later. So things have a reason for working out. But I do think that taking a deep breath and trying to figure out exactly who's available, who you can talk to. Although, I hate to argue with myself on this. If you're going to fire a coach, you better have some kind of direction on what you want.
Well, there's an exception to every rule. Like, Harbaugh would be the exception. Like, I could see a team immediately being like, here's your contract. Just come in here now. And it's just because that guy is a culture builder. He's a team builder. You understand exactly what you're getting. Like, it would not shock me in the slightest if the first domino to fall is John Harbaugh. And it's just one of these teams just going, you're not leaving our building.
I think he is the domino that sets the stage for everything.
Right. And that's, I would not be surprised. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all for that to be the case. I'm with you on the Rooney Rule, of course. I want all these guys to talk to everyone. It's why I actually give the Browns a lot of credit. When they do these hires, I mean, they'll probably end up talking to 18 different people, like somewhere between 15 to 18 people. I mean, that's what they did the last time before hiring Stefanski. They talked to a ton of different guys from a ton of different trees with a ton of different thoughts. Some of it being for offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator gigs along the way too, and head coaches, and just help get different ideas of how to do things. I think that's incredibly smart. I would do the same thing if I was in this opportunity. It's like, okay, let's talk to a lot of different guys, and if we fall in love along the way, then that's what we do. I would talk to inexperienced. I talk to experienced. I talk to guys who are too old. I talk to guys who are too young. Give me everybody.
I think they got it. I'm also wondering what the power situation is going to look like when this is all said and done. And where Andrew Berry, I mean, are we following Andrew Berry's vision alone? Because that room used to have four different voices in it, at least. So now you're Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam at the worst, right?
I think so, man.
I mean, I know that they've talked to other former general managers about trying to have a vision here of what they're looking for. I don't, what do you think the vision is? Give me a vision for where they're, I think I'm trying to think of the enigma. I don't know if that's the right word.
That's a good word, though.
Yeah, but I'm just not knowing exactly where you're going with a quarterback, I think makes this job less desirable. Sorry, I hate to say it. I think it's less desirable because you're not all in on a quarterback.
But you've got the two draft picks.
I know.
Does that do anything for you? Does that sweeten the pot? At least in your mind. Again, you're not a general manager, but we all like to be.
I don't know if they're in a spot to grab a quarterback right now, a quarterback that they might want, because they've fallen that far back in the draft. Even though you got what'd I say, they have three picks in the top 40.
Mm-hmm. You've got that second pick. You could move up to some team who wants to kick the can down the road another year. You know, if let's say, I don't think they would, but let's say Vegas looks at their roster and goes, "Man, we are way more than one draft away. You know, we got to rebuild a whole offensive line. We have no wide receivers. We're looking at a running back and a tight end right now, and a defense that is the sum of its parts with Max Crosby, who's grumpy at us. We're more than one draft away. We're more than one quarterback away. Maybe we should look to get the haul."
I kind of wouldn't mind if they did what they did last year. Take your sixth pick. If somebody wants to come up and somebody's sitting there that they want that bad, and you can still stay in the top 10 and grab another first-round pick for next year, we can play this game for a little bit. For another year? Because now you're looking at, let's just say...
Can you, though?
Yeah, I think you can. One more year, at least.
You think you can?
Well, I think the hard part is the Myles Garretts of the world. It's the Denzel Wards of the world that you're still trying to... I think if they kick the can down one more time, look at that. I mean, you could have a core of like 30 guys over three drafts that could really set the stage for the rest of your future.
I don't know. There needs to be some kind of direction. Like, there needs to be some kind of indication of growth on the offensive side of the ball. Because, Andy, the only reason I'm questioning it that way is I remember all of us walking into this season, and you, me, Jeff, chunk of our fans, saw FanDuel and saw them put 4.5. And all of us were like, yeah, that sounds about right. You know,
I thought it'd be a little more, and that's where we ended up.
Yeah, looking at the roster, I mean, they hit the over, so everybody who had the over, good on you. But, like, we all looked at this and went, this is a 4.5 win team. And then the season started. And then all that went out the window. And we're all screaming and yelling at each other every single week after spending 3 months ahead of time going, yeah, they're a 4.5 win team. That makes sense. That's about where I think. Maybe they win six. Maybe they, you know. But, like, then we're all screaming at each other once again and saying that this is a train wreck and I can't watch this. And they got to do stuff. They could fire this person, fire that person, fire, fire, fire. You know, you're going down that whole road once again where it's really easy for all of us to look at each other right now and go, oh, yeah, we could do one more year of this. And then reality hits.
Hmm. All right, let's take a couple phone calls. I know, folks. So the question again is proven coach or the unknown? Proven or the unknown? I don't need a coach coming in here that's a head coach that's never called plays, whether they're going to call plays here or not.
Now that I'm with you on.
I need someone that knows how to direct an offense or direct a defense. And I don't think that that's asking too much. Patrick's in Cleveland. Hey, Patrick.
How are you, Patrick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you guys doing?
Thanks for calling.
Well.
So you guys said, give me everyone, you know, young, old. Unfortunately, it all lands on Andrew Berry and or Jimmy Haslam. But I just wanted to hear your guys' take on this idea I'm floating around. What about Peyton Manning?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As head coach?
As head coach.
I don't think he'd want to do it.
He got through ties with Jimmy Haslam at Tennessee.
Yeah, I see him more quarterback.
The last one I could think of was when Jeff Saturday came out from ESPN and coached the Colts on an interim basis. What was that, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in between there. And it was cool for one game, and then it completely imploded. And
Peyton
that's
Manning's
my fear.
A great mind, you know, great mind. Then you got Arch Manning coming out. God, he could possibly come on to the Browns. It's our biggest quarterback's our biggest problem. You bring in a Hall of Fame quarterback that does know how to call plays, that is a great mind, and like I said, I just think it would be a great fit. At least wouldn't hurt to ask, you know, hey, what do you think about this?
I wouldn't be surprised. Cast.
If he was a consultant, you could talk me into it. I don't think I want him as a head coach.
Patrick, thank you. Appreciate it. I think sometimes you get athletes that are amazing and outstanding as athletes, and sometimes that does not translate to being a head coach.
Ted Williams, the hitting coach. If you've ever heard stories of Ted Williams as a hitting coach.
I mean, I've heard stories of Peyton Manning, the player, and with other players, and I just don't think, based on some of the stories that I've heard, I just don't know if that's the right fit. Now, if I was Jimmy Haslam, I would definitely lean on him to say, hey, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of that? Not to be the end-all be-all, but to get his advice. I don't think there's any. He is a great football mind. There's no question about that. He's a great football mind. I just don't know if he's, like, when people talked about him as being a general manager, kind of saw that a little bit.
I could see that, yeah.
I don't see that as a head coach.
It kind of worries me that he's never coached at any level. I don't know if he's coached his kids or anything like that. Yeah. Maybe he's done that. That was Jeff Saturday's thing. He coached his kids, and then they went, you know, Jim Irsay was like, hey, I need an interim coach. Hey, Jeff, come on down. And it was a mess. And yeah, Peyton Manning is probably, you know, a little bit of a bigger name and probably has more acumen than Jeff Saturday did. But Jeff Saturday was the starting center who was controlling the offensive line.
Like, are you with me on this, on the great player thing? Like, that's why I was thinking.
You ever hear stories of Ted Williams, the hitting coach?
Oh,
he was the worst. He would look at these guys and would be like, why can't you hit this?
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't hit this? What do you mean you can't identify that's a slider? How are you not seeing the spin of the ball on the seams? Mm. Like, he was a horrible hitting coach.
James is Shaker Heights. What's home? Home of the Red Raiders, my friend. How are you, James?
Doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Well. Doing good.
Hey, I like what the previous caller said, but my idea is to bring in a younger coach. I know you have stated that you're not for a younger coach, but
I'll tell you, it's not the age. It's not the age. It's the experience. Like, if you have a younger guy that's called plays, okay, I can live with that.
I could be in.
Yeah, but it's not, again, it's not the age, it's the experience. And I just don't think at this point.
We're building for the future. We're not building for today. Because today, right now, we have a losing mindset. And if you look at the league is getting younger. And if you bring in some older person, you're going to be stuck with him. You're going to be in the same position maybe 3-4 years later. We're looking at the future now, and we're building with younger people. Let's bring in a young mind and let the team grow together. Coach.
Yeah, but do you need an inexperienced coach with inexperienced players? Doesn't that bother you at all?
These players are not inexperienced. These players have come from
the
college.
Rookies? Yeah, it's not. There's a huge difference between college and the pros.
They're rookies, and they can make that pro decision. You have a staff of coaches that can coach those guys into those positions, and that's what we lack. We need a manager coach instead of just thinking the coach is going to do everything. Yes, you get a good administrative coach that knows offense, knows how to run the organization, you can build for the future. And if you fail to do that and go with an older coach, you're going to be looking at the same old, same old.
I don't know. Maybe our James, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, my friend. Maybe our definition of older coach is different. Like, it's not about the age. It's about where they've been, their experience, even if they just had 1 year of calling plays. I'm okay with that. I just, the thought of having to grow with a head coach, like, I don't need someone to cut their teeth in this job as the new head coach with guys that are cutting their teeth in the league. Because you played college football does not mean you're ready for the NFL. Can we play? I mean, Carson Schwestinger was the extreme.
Yeah, it doesn't
And
happen.
I also think that people don't realize that they did over the last couple years in college, that there's green dot guys in college now too that are hearing stuff. So that the transition for him to be the green dot guy when he came to the Browns wasn't as great as it would have been maybe 4 or 5 years ago to have a rookie do that. But I'm just this thought that instant impact with rookies, it just doesn't happen in the NFL. You're not throwing 11 young guys out there or 11 guys with less than 2 years experience and actually expecting to win. That's not happening. Want the proven coach? You want the unknown. Baskin and Phelps, Dan Menigan's in. 216-474-0092.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.